We bring in Jason Cans on this Christmas Caroling Contest Wednesday, December 23rd. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know. Tessa was asking about whether we were going to get snow for Christmas, and I can't say that I'm real excited that it's going to get snowy and blowy and windy.
I've got a little bit of some travel planned for tomorrow, but it looks like it's going to happen tonight. It's going to be happening tonight. The thing is, you get blowing snow. I mean, that sometimes visibility can become challenging. So people be careful getting that advance notice. The wind's going to be picking up. This Arctic cold front is blasting in. But our Christmas caroling contest, we have a boatload of prizes. And you do this unpaid. You've been doing this unpaid for a year, so you're certainly eligible for these. So who knows? I mean, Culver's and Topper's, and we've got all sorts of goodies. Newsboys book and an album from them, and CDs, and the Crayola experience at the Mall of America. So I've heard you sing publicly. You like to sing.
I do like to sing.
So, but that's your wife, you actually talk with us from your bedroom, and your wife is in bed. So are you going to wake her if you sing?
Probably. She'll fall back asleep, because that's what she does.
Well, so. I know your favorite Christmas song you told us is Oh Holy Night. You're going to give us a little bit of that, or what?
Are you familiar with Labor of Love by Andrew Peterson?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'll do part of that.
I'm going to drop our usual Glorious Day instrumental, and you can go a cappella. Have at it.
Sure. It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyway that night on the streets of David's town. How's that?
That's fantastic. Wow, way to go. Awesome job. All right. So
I mean, it's 5:45. I haven't really tuned up my voice yet. So.
No, you did great.
No, that's one of my, Oh Holy Night is my favorite for sure. And I could listen to just that during the Christmas season, just different versions. But several years ago, Lisa Paulin and I sang Labor of Love by Andrew Peterson, and it kind of turns Silent Night on its head. And I love the lyrics from that song.
I am looking for it. I'm finding it from Randy Travis and Point of Grace immediately. Otherwise, I could go to YouTube. But that's interesting. I have not heard it.
It's so good. It really gets at the humanity of delivering Jesus and that first night.
We will go to the Randy Travis version because it's just fun to play well-known country artists on our station when we can. Right after us today, but we've got, so they're kicking us off. So join in the Christmas Caroling Contest like Jason and see if you don't win the boatload of prizes here, WWIB. And we've got other CDs that we'll be doling out to some of the other folks who are runners-up as well. All right, Luke 23, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so for me, I think what stands out about Luke 23, so here we are coming into, as Jesus is before the Sanhedrin or before the high priests, and they're trying to get him convicted. And so they bring him to Pilate. Pilate says, I don't find anything wrong. Pilate sends him to Herod. Herod says, you know what, I don't either. And yet the people continue pressing and keep persisting. No, this guy is guilty. He's deserving of death. And I think for me, it stands out for many years. It stood out the groupthink that happens.
Yeah.
That the crowd just really has gotten stirred up and they are certain Jesus is guilty, even though, cooler heads, seem to say there's really no evidence that he's guilty.
Yeah, that stands out for sure. I think also the idea of that it's kind of like they're playing, these leaders are playing hot potato with Jesus. Like, they're throwing around and the idea that they think they're going to, here, you can have Barabbas. It's like, we don't want Barabbas. Crucify him.
Yeah.
Why? And they don't give an answer. Just crucify him,
Yeah. Absolutely.
And yet the chapter and the contrast, the chapter includes Jesus talking with one of the thieves on the cross, saying to him, ultimately, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. Mm-hmm. And so, such a contrast of such groupthink evil to such beauty and hope,
Yeah, absolutely. And you wonder, what is it that the second thief heard? What was it that the other person said, to the first, chill out. This guy didn't do anything wrong. And how do we help, you know, how do we help one another see truth?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
And one last today, I got today and tomorrow, and then I'm not sure how much by the time Christmas is over. So in my mind, and Caleb and I were talking about this because he's going to run the board between 7 and 9 today, and then he's done till. And as an announcer, you're like, what are Christmas songs I for sure want to play? Because if I don't get them in now, it's a whole nother year. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Absolutely.
Hey, great talking to you. We'll do it again on Christmas Eve.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
With a little snow on the ground. All right, Labor of Love. Thank you, Jason, for introducing us to that one. Well, again, it is the WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show Christmas Caroling Contest. We've got a couple entrants so far, and it's going to be kind of randomly whoever gets this boatload of prizes. And it is a boatload, Caleb. We got a lot.
Yeah, we have any two menu items from Topper's Pizza. We have a Culver's Value Basket plus a Culver's, I think it's either a 1 or 2 scoop Sunday coupon in there as well. 3 different Christmas CDs. If you have a vinyl, you get an LP from the Newsboys United, a book from them, a Christmas ornament. We are going to give all of that, rather, just to one of you who sings us just a snippet of a Christmas carol.
Just a part, 396-1670, just a taste. Speaking of taste, the Christmas cookie contest winner is your wife, Lindsay, because this is a beautiful tray of cookies that you've brought in for the staff. Thank you.
You are very welcome, and I have to admit, there was a little debate last night because she had this beautifully laid out, and I was like, I don't know if I want to share that many. And I just admitting my failings, too. I was like, she was like, no. She's like, these people are good to you. You need to share the Christmas cookies.
So now you did the peanut butter
balls. Peanut butter
balls.
She did all the rest.
Just to describe for the listeners, though, we've got, it looks like peanut brittle in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
She made that.
Some classic, traditional Christmas chocolate chip cookies.
Yep.
With, looks like a little bit of green sprinkle in there.
Yeah, there's some Christmas sprinkles on those.
This has got to be fudge.
Yep, and it's a mint fudge. So, so like Andy's mint fudge, that's what that is. And I have had more than one piece, and it is just bomb. It's fantastic.
Oh, that looks fantastic. What are these?
They are like it's like a fudgy brownie cookie, and then it's dipped.
Okay.
So, as if the cookie wasn't good enough, it's dipped in like kind of a candy coating thing with some Christmassy sprinkles.
I could run home and get my Christmas summer sausage in the freezer, but again, it's being frozen, so maybe after Christmas, okay?
There you go.
Very good.
All right, Christmas caroling contest, and I guess Christmas cookies for any staff that's on the way in right now.
And great tunes from you today. This is off of your list today, right?
Yes, I have a whole list of all the songs I want to play. This is my last day before Christmas. Well, we want you to sing just like Buddy today.
I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
I mean, you could do that or you could sing a Christmas carol. Either way. Sherry, give it a try here on the WIB listener line. We'll hear hers. And again, Havel, we've got a great prize pack for those who, again, just sing us a snippet, 10, 15 seconds or so of a Christmas carol. That's all we're looking for. But it's fun to hear your voices.
It is.
Well, let's see what Sherry from Bloomer gave us this morning on 396-1670.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm going to sing Silent Night. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
That's all it takes. Sherry from Bloomer, thank you for blessing us with that this morning. 715-396-1670 to hear your Christmas caroling crooning on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning.
She is eligible to win a boatload of prizes this morning.
Let's hear Marcy from Bloomer.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
I wonder as I wander. There we go. I haven't heard that one. Oh, Holy Night is a popular choice so far.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Yourself.
Christmas, everybody.
Thank you to our friend Sherry from Fairchild with that rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
By the way, I had some, you brought this beautiful platter of Christmas cookies in.
From my wife.
Yes.
Again, all I did was the peanut butter ball. She did all
the
rest.
I tell you what, I mean, you gotta limit it. I got my coffee here. Enjoyed the that Andy's chocolate mint. That's fantastic.
Isn't it, though? So soft.
And I had to try, peanut butter balls are my favorite, and I had to try one of yours because my wife makes them the best. But you got to be second best.
All right, I'll take that.